yay, yay. Do you believe, ladies and gentlemen? That is the question. What's really good? This is Heat Check Radio. I am your host every single week, Manny Mo, along with my two best friends in the entire world. Never known anybody better than these two guys. My man Confucius Jones on the ones and twos.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, yay. And my boy KB Mike Smitty behind the boards.
What's happening? What's happening?
You are multitasking, sir. Congratulations. Yeah, man, we're reporting live from Black Marigold Pro Studio, the best recording studio in all of Austin, Texas, Northside. All your audio visual recording needs, let Black Marigold Pro take care of it. My man has over 15 years of experience. That guy's worked with Shy Glizzy, right? Yeah. All right, bet. He's playing Xbox or some shit right now. I don't know what he's doing. Shout out to our in-studio guest as well, my man The Tita in the building today.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. He's so short. Not a man of many words, but when you speak, you make him count.
I be chilling. I be on chill, man. I ain't got too much to say. I rap better than I talk.
Hey, man. Not a lot of people can admit that.
I like the sound of that. That's a dope motto.
Big facts.
I'm stealing that. Oh, man. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in today. We are just a little bit late. That's because I'm an irresponsible human being. What else is new, though?
We're definitely not going to place the blame on ourselves.
It's not their fault. It's my fault. Absolutely. How's everybody feeling today? Everybody good?
Yeah, I feel blessed.
Whiskey kick in.
I feel amazing.
That's what's up, man. It's good to have you here in the building, Tita. It's been a minute since we had you on Heat Check, bro.
Yeah, about a year. Well, not quite a year, but almost a year.
Damn near a year, man.
And
last
time, Killstreak 2, right? Or was it before Killstreak 2?
I think it was during Killstreak 2. I think it was like right when it dropped.
I think it might have been about a year, because it's going to be October. So I think it was right before I dropped Killstreak 2, because Killstreak 1 was first out.
That whole week was just like Killstreak everything.
He's got a prolific work ethic, man. It's crazy. It's funny to think that now, because like it feels like so much has happened since then already.
Man, a whole lot, bro.
You know, so
1 year for me is like 2.5.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. I feel like I'm having one of those Tita years where you're just busy. You're just doing stuff, man. You don't even know how much you're doing until you kind of take a second and look back.
Hell yeah.
Always a good thing, though, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we're here, we rate independent music, all submissions that we've gotten from our email. We've got a lot of dope artists this week. One other thing, guys, I want to say thank you to everybody who was able to pull up to the Heat Check House Party last Friday. That includes my man, the Tita.
Yeah, it was dope.
Pulled up and gave my man Grizz some support during his set. Man, that was a lot of fun, bro.
It was, bro. I turned up. It was lit.
Yeah, man. I'm glad it was good. It was a good time over there at the Ghost Cat Lounge. Shout out to my man Tim over there helping me put things together. And I think we're going to actually have something coming up pretty soon here, right?
Hell yeah.
That's what's up. KB said he was done doing events for the year. But I twisted his arm, got him out there with the females and the liquor, and he was like, dawg, we got to do it again.
Yeah, we got to do that shit again, dog.
Yeah, man. Make sure y'all check out that recap. It's available on all our social media, at WBM Pro Radio. Let's go ahead and jump into some music, man. We've made these people wait long enough right now. Our first joint is from a Heat Check alum. This is my man Flyboy Kane with Dabbing and Saucing on the Heat Check.
I be saucing and dabbing, dabbing and saucing. So the bitches love me, I can't keep these hoes on me. I be dabbing and saucing, saucing and dabbing. These niggas in their feelings, and that's why I'm steady capping. I be saucing and dabbing, dabbing and saucing. So the bitches love me, I can't keep these hoes on me. I be dabbing and saucing, saucing and dabbing. These niggas in their feelings, and that's why I'm steady capping.
I be saucy, I know you see me dripping. Your man see it too, I hope. No, I play a gripping. Cause niggas always tripping in their feelings. Cause I'm flossing. It's like an Axe commercial. I can't keep these hoes off, man. Fresh pair of J's every time a nigga stepping. And everything matching who you think you outdressing. Now class is in session. It's that flopper university. A young hot nigga. You can say I'm on my third degree. Swing like Bobby Brown. Flipping with my tenderoni. Sit love my dirty polos. But if you ask me, that's the homie. I'm all about that money. Tricking ain't where we were. Hers. Boy, y'all pippin' in reverse. Buddha purse, come first. I'm a natural born thriller, nigga. Dark skin Michael Jackson. When I moonwalk by, you can tell by their reaction that I'm the main attraction. Both flexin' on them nonstop. On them grown men behind 10, beatin' down your block. Watch out, little bitch. I'm saucin' and dabbin', dabbin' and saucin'. So the bitches love me, I can't keep these hoes on me. I be dabbin' and saucin', saucin' and dabbin'. These niggas in their feelings, and that's why I'm steady. Cabin, I be saucing and dabbing, dabbing and saucing. So the bitches love me, I can't keep these hoes on me. I be dabbing and saucing.
saucing, saucing and dabbing. Bitch niggas and their villains, and that's why I'm steady copping. I be badass, I know you looking. Turn wigs on the block when I swing past. Now your bitch is tookin', cause she love the way a nigga
draped up and dripped out.
Trunk on Rick Rock, Dodie out the sunroof like a chin, we in that glass. I should see me, you wanna be me? How about that thing? So run about smoke, no, this ain't no genie. Watch me like TV as I kill the scene, the fashion king. I'm about my dinero with ching ching, got no ding-a-ling. Know what I mean? I'm rockin' dead star daily, nigga poppin' tag. Mr. Brand New Swag, slayin' niggas body bag. Now you man, but I'ma keep on capping. This a reality show, no acting. Man, I do this shit for practice, bustin' on the Max and Jackson. Game like Tocha when I'm makin' the way I pull home. Cause no, it ain't no trickin' in the bread out, we just stacked up. Cause while we choke, we stay up on that shit you don't know nothing about. Cause fall up on the scene, nigga, sauced up and dabbed out. Watch out, little bitch, I'm saucin' and dabbing. Dabbing and saucing, so the bitches love me. I can't keep these hoes on me. I be dabbing and saucing, saucing and dabbing. These niggas in their feelings, and that's why I'm steady capping. I be saucing and dabbing, dabbing and saucing, so the bitches love me. I can't keep these hoes on me. I be dabbing and saucing, saucing and dabbing. These niggas in their feelings, and that's why I'm steady capping. I be.
Heat Check Radio, that right there was Fly Boy Kane with Dabbing and Saucing on the Heat Check. I'm in here with some very talented individuals today. And we're going to be rating this motherfucking music. For everybody that doesn't know, we rate it on a 1 to 5 flame emoji scale. Half flame emojis if you want to be a rebel. Break the rules a little bit.
Also, we're breaking the rules this week.
I mean, y'all can
I'm
do
it. I'm always using flame emojis.
I'm not, look. I don't own anybody, you know? I don't tell anybody
like
what to do.
Flame emoji, purple hearts, roses.
Just oh, well, now you're just switching
I got
emojis. Yeah,
favorite emojis. Right. I got your whole outline of our show.
Yeah, I got some favorite emojis I like to use.
Bro. One other thing, by the way, if we had fucking water. $5, by the way, for every time somebody said the Tita on this show,
so yeah,
got,
bro,
we could probably all retire.
Yeah. I kind of put y'all on, though. Like, whenever I first did this one, that shit really popped off after that.
Hell yeah, man. That shit was dope, bro. It's all love always having you on, bro.
Yeah,
you're definitely one of our favorites in the city. So
yeah, y'all have like I love y'all's format. So
absolutely, bro. We appreciate you, bro. But let's jump into rating this jam right there. Again, that was Flyboy Kane, Dabbing and Saucing. First up tonight, KB, who is very alert and very like aware of the situation right now.
Very aware of the situation.
Man, it ain't shit.
Man, I get that song or two. I thought it had a little groove, but the person don't seem like he had that party vibe to bounce with the track. That sound like a bounce track. But he just sound like he rapping, like it's more of a rap song to him, you know what I'm saying? And then the quality of it is a little bad, too, so. But other than that, it is a nice song, just a two for me.
Okay. A very chill two from KB.
Very chill.
Chill two. Cool two.
A cool two, man. All right. I'm gonna go next, actually. You know what? I'll give it a three. Now that you said the thing about the bounce, I was wondering. I was like, there's something here that's not fitting. Something's not fitting for me.
But if he had a music video and he had, man, what's the name in it? That shit would pop.
Who, Big Freeja?
If he had a Tita in the video, man, we gave that man like three, four. Yeah, a couple extra points.
Automatic two flames on the score. Tita. Let's go with Tita next.
I was gonna give it a three, just cause like I mean I could feel the effort behind it, but like it just sounded a bit outdated, like something I would hear in 2005, and like he was saying, the quality was like it sounded very local. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Confucius.
Yeah, I give it a two. I thought it sounded like Swag Surfing first.
Yeah, yeah.
But like Tita said, Swag Surfing came out like 2007. So the feeling of it.
Yeah, deadass.
Nah, I couldn't. But yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was cool. I wouldn't play it, but it was cool.
I never play Swag Surf in the club.
Why? It just sounded like
I don't know. I just
you
never
trying to be unique. You trying to be that DJ? I don't play those songs.
Well, you know what I do?
You better play Swag Surfing. I want to hear Swag Surfing and cry.
I think back to that Swag Surfing. Y'all kiss my ass.
I think Steezy soured me on it because he was like, "Dude, it's fucking played out." And I was like, "All right, well, I guess I can't play that anymore." Oh,
well,
go listen to Swag Surf. Not right now though. You're listening to the Heat Check, guys. Speaking of music. Old music, man. Carter 5 is supposed to be dropping soon.
I'm ready for it.
Midnight tonight.
Officially announced from Lil Wayne. It's gonna happen.
what are your expectations for it?
Man, I honestly don't know what to expect. Because how long have we been waiting for this album?
I ain't putting no expectations on it. I'm gonna just let it be whatever it is and appreciate it for that.
I mean, it's been years, so you have to imagine that it's like all stuff that he worked on, and now he's like, all right,
I
gotta throw some kind of fresh spin on this shit.
It's Wayne. I hope he did Island tracks this week.
I'm saying, like, I would hate to listen to that. He's referencing, like, Donald Trump running for president or some shit.
I don't think it would
sound. I hope he just did all them fucking tracks.
Yeah, I don't think it would sound right if it was, like, something he already had and was like, let me just try and update this real
gotta
quick.
Gotta scrap that whole project.
Still got, like, She Will on it. And that's all he had with Jadakiss.
Oh, hell no. if I see She Will on the track list, I'm not listening.
Like, bro, you could have taken this off.
We had that.
All that shit away.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So that's coming out soon. Also, Kanye West has announced that he's going to be dropping Yandy.
Why?
He just dropped. I wasn't trying to hear the last shit he dropped.
Thank you.
No disrespect to Kanye. I would never disrespect his being, but yeah. I wasn't trying to hear that last.
Yeah.
It's
go ahead and defend it, man.
I'm beyond the whole defense part, man. I'm beyond that, man. I always fuck with him just because his music has like a special place for me. Of course, I kind of grew up with that stuff. You know, Ye is like one of the forefathers of kind of the movement that kind of happened with the rest of these guys.
He definitely like inspired, like, you know, like he inspired me a lot, you know what I'm saying? Coming from like all the way up to like 808s and Heartbreak. I even fucked with Yeezus a little bit, but that last shit, that was mid.
Yeah. See, I'm still kind of on the train, man. But I mean, a lot of people, they hype those releases once they come out, and then you get a little further away from it. It's like, well, that really wasn't as good. So it is surprising that he's dropping another project right now. First, second of all, the whole marketing scheme that he has, just being controversial. Like today, there's footage of
Sick
him
of
wearing a Kaepernick shirt with a Make America Great Again hat, which is like the most.
He really stole my swag on that, because I be wearing the Yeezy shoes with the Obama T. You feel me? I started that.
You started that?
That was my wave.
He stole the sauce, bro.
I'm finna send that invoice over.
Let him know, bro. Let him know. Well, yeah, man, doing shit like that, bro, it's just a very Tekashi 6ix9ine approach to selling your music.
Speaking of Tekashi, there's rumor that he's on the album.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about that. I was like, man, I'm going to like that fucking song, and then I'm going to hate myself in turn.
Look in the mirror and cry.
Dude, it's going to be terrible, man. So we'll see what happens with that, man. Also, Logic, a favorite of the Tita, I know.
Y'all going to be hot when Logic sell more than Kanye at first.
Bro, I tweeted that, and people were feeling some type of way. I think
you tweeted it. He's like, ew. Yeah.
Lucky. Jokes.
That made Tito need
I'm
a warm shower.
Logic. You know, whatever.
Logic definitely going to outsell Kanye.
Out of there.
I show respect to Logic just because I'm from Gaithersburg too, man. So I show
love
to
him.
Where?
Gaithersburg, man. He's from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
I didn't know.
Yeah, man. That's D.C., bro. That's the D.C. suburbs, man. Well, I remember seeing him like back in South by, like, I think it was like 5-6 years ago. It was like some pimply-faced little white dude with like some busted ass shoes, and I was like, this dude could rap his fucking ass off. I was like, he probably won't make it anywhere. And the next year he was on tour with Big Sean.
Respect the grind, but that's as far as it go.
That's a no. it's a no for
salute
Tita.
To his fans.
It is no.
His fans fucking attacked me for a week straight after I posted that meme.
Real shit?
Hell yeah, a week straight. I got threats. Like, they like, I'm gonna rob you. And
I think
like,
I seen that.
Motherfucker was
like
trying to kill me over Logic, boy.
Bro.
So, I mean, he got a real deal fan base, man. Shout out Logic.
He got a real deal
but fan base. But I'm not going to
12
be
your Logic fans will run up on you.
They sir. Bro,
dead ass.
Outside of the Chuck E. Cheese.
15 years was like, you crazy. Logic is the truth.
I'm going to take you my acne treatment.
Just wait. Oh, man.
Run up
right
on me with that proactive.
His shit bumping. We don't get into this next joint right here, man. We got my man Grizz with Birds.
Oh, shit.
Let's get hard.
Pause.
Bitch, I got chickens, bout a chicken coop. Come to the trap, bell, see it, I'ma let you choose. Bitch, I got chickens, bout a chicken coop. Come to the trap, bell, see it, I'ma let you choose.
I'ma call up Lil Pedro. Bake a cake for the pesos. I don't know about you, but my plug is never late though. He bring me more than I pay for. Bring him by the caseload. You be talking bullshit, you ain't never seen no real yayo. Man, trap pounds, boomin' nigga, that's every day. Round here, got paid what you weigh. Watch what you say, man, damn, mayday. None of my niggas gon' play. Run around town with the KK. Lay your ass down where you stay. Get your ass scared like day. And don't fuck with mine on payday, ayy. What you want, I got it, ayy. Fuck around and re-rock it, ayy. 12 tried to kick my dough. Either guy can't stop it, yeah. Fuck around and rob your plug and flip that shit for profit. Chickens, I got chickens by the chicken coop. Coming to the trap, bells in, I'ma let you choose.
I got birds.
Bitch, I got chickens by the chicken coop. Coming to the trap, bells in, I'ma let you choose.
Watching
a master at work.
Heat Check Radio. We back up in the building. That right there was my man Grizz.
Yes.
With Birds.
I am a Grizz fan.
Hey, unabashed Grizz fanatic over here.
I'm a part of the Grizz Hive.
Hey, Grizz Hive.
Hashtag Grizz Hive, baby.
Grizz Hive United.
You already know. It's just type of music I like to listen to.
Yo, shout out to my man Grizz, one of our performers from the Heat Check House Party this past Friday as well. Came out there and tore it up, again with some support from our in-studio guest, my man the Tita. And hey. You have a special connection to that song.
Oh, yeah, man. Grizz is my dog, man. That's one of my best friends in the whole world. That's my brother.
That's what's up, bro.
My guy.
And you played a hand in that song?
Oh, yeah. I mixed, mastered, recorded all that.
Look at Tita just
that's
doing
a
it all.
That's automatic five, just because Grizz underrated, too. That's automatic five. That's
straight up. I could feel that on the song, the energy of the song.
It's yeah.
Great song.
Yeah,
I'll wait to my rating.
It's like, he can't hold it in right now. Yeah, he can't hold it in. Like, Confucius
that's powerful
can't hold
music.
It in.
I'm a Grizz fan, man.
And KBO is over here giving me nothing.
I don't think KBO knows
that. I'm going to start with you, bro.
Man, I get that track a 3, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the song was dope, man, but the quality, dog.
He said if you don't record it over here, that shit
not get
over
to you. I'm glad somebody finally noticed.
He knows.
It is what it is.
It's a low-key commercial.
Thanks, dog.
You got to wake up extra early to catch Tita.
Nah, for real.
Nah, all right, yeah, though. Nah, cuz tight, though. His performance was lit.
Yeah.
Already, man. Yeah, I'm going to go with a 4 on that one, man. I fuck with Grizz, his energy, man. The fact that Tita engineered, mixed, master, did all that kind of threw it over the top for me right there. That's a 4 for me, dog. What you thinking, Confucius?
It's a 4. This is an easy 4.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to explain it. It's just a 4. It's Grizz.
It
four.
Is what it is.
It's a great fucking song.
Yeah, 5.
I'm going to play it again.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Grizz, man. Make sure to check that dude out. I got a lot of crazy, crazy music, man. That dude is intense.
Oh, yeah. Hella intense.
Man, I wish I could see. Did he perform this song at the house party?
Yeah, he did this one. Yeah, he did all new shit.
Yeah. Damn. It was a great set, man. He definitely tore the house down, man. Shout out to my man Grizz doing his thing out there. All right, guys. Got a lot of shit going down. It's Austin, Texas, right? Always something happening. Always something happening out here. So tonight, you can catch me in the mix at La Cueva Sports Bar. That is the Northside ATX right up here in Pflugerville. I'm in the mix from 11 to 2 a.m. Make sure to come through. We also have a dope happy hour going on over there from 7 to 11. So you can go over there after you're done listening to the Heat Check. Or listen to the Heat Check at the bar while you're drinking your drinks, being an alcoholic. You know, do whatever you got to do. Also, Friday is the Thirsty Turtle. That's me in the mix as well, 10 to 2 a.m. Also, my man, the Tita.
Yeah.
You got a show coming up tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Cedar Street Courtyard tomorrow with Country Kings, Kenny G, Quinn NFN, and a host of others. It's going to be Country Kings release for their last project, and they're going to usher in the new era of Austin hip-hop and, you know, crown the new kings.
And it's going to be a celebration of sorts. I do really like the concept that they have there, man, because guys like guys like them, they've been out here doing their thing for a long time. Yeah. But they're also able to see kind of the wave that, the y'all young cats are making and really pushing the boundaries of things out here.
Absolutely.
So it's also a celebration of course, we haven't talked about it yet on here. We talked about it a couple other weeks, but not with you here in the building. Of course, congratulations on getting the cover of the Austin Chronicle.
Thank you, man. That was a big blessing, man. It was unexpected. Everybody thought I knew. I didn't know that they were going to put us on the cover. So, like, I was just as surprised as everybody. It was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, because I DM'd your manager, Wayne, and I was like, so you motherfuckers weren't going to tell me I got the cover? He said, what got the cover of what? I said, the Chronicle.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't know about it. I said, y'all did a whole photo shoot.
Like, we dead ass didn't even know, like, for real. We did that. We did that interview. Me and Wayne, like, we did that interview, like 3-4 months ago type shit. We had no idea.
Yeah, because they interviewed us for it.
Yeah, and we was talking about it whenever I came to KETX. Yeah.
If you mentioned, you're like, I need to get the cover one day. I'm like,
yeah.
Was he just acting? Did he really not know he was
like, I wish I was that good. I suck at y'all. Seen me acting and shit on Instagram? Y'all know my
acting is Uncle Drew.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, my acting is purposely corny, but it's corny.
That shit was hilarious, by the way. You need to do.
Everybody
to do
loves
more
that shit.
That was great, bro.
I'm trying to do more stuff like that too. So like, if y'all, you know, if anybody got any projects like that, hit me up.
You gotta unlock those parts of the Tita.
Yeah, but
they're in there, man. Man, so you've done a little bit of crossing over this recent project that you dropped, American Pop. Mm-hmm. So why that direction, American Pop?
Because I don't know. That's just where I was at. And then I had got turned on to the movie during the summer or whatever, and it just kind of inspired me to just go into my rock star, you know. Like my rock star aura, I'll say. So yeah. I just wanted to do a little bit something outside of the box, you feel me? And it's setting the tone for other projects and stuff that I have coming out before the year is up. So yeah.
Okay. And that was produced primarily by Boss Beats, right?
All the way through.
Okay, that's what's up. So when y'all, so did you go with him to that concept of like, yo, I want this project to sound like this?
Sometimes he kind of just send me stuff, and then we'll get in the studio together and we just vibe and just do stuff on the spot. So yeah, like we just was doing it on the spot, really. Like, it wasn't even, we don't overanalyze things. We don't, like, we just do this shit from the soul. So like, we just go right in. Like, we let everybody else worry about the extra shit, structure and all that old shit, and be taking 2 months on a song. We don't do that. Like, we just go in
already, man. And that's definitely it shows through in your music, man. It's very natural. You're very confident in what you're doing, man. And that's something, man, that definitely comes through.
That's how you keep it original, songs, man. You don't want to be like he was saying, like, you know, you could tell when the motherfucker trying too hard, or he really, you know what I'm saying? You can just tell, like, yeah. So we just keep it organic, man, and it come out. I'm a fan of my own music, so
yeah,
I sometimes make new shit just to have new shit to listen to. So yeah, I think we do really well whenever we get together, man.
That's fantastic, man. Goddamn, that's amazing. Inside the Mind of the Tita. Yeah. When we come back, man, right now, we're going to jump into some of the Tita's music right now.
Let's do it.
Yeah, man. This joint right here is I Need My Revenge on the Heat Check.
Facts.
Yeah. I need my revenge, I'ma kill him with success. I need my revenge, I'ma kill him with success. Keep some gold on me like a fucking treasure chest. Came up on some money, now I'm doing bougie shit. Might buy the women's section on some little Uzi shit. But I ain't rocking purses, I just bought it for my bitch. You definitely ain't my partner if you on some loser shit. Why I sell cologne, I got it right outside Sphere. The coolest monkey in this bitch, that's worth to H&M. Might take a trip to Paris, I just got my passport. I had to fast for it, mash for it, I ain't asked for it. I'm in the Jag Sport, a bitch deep, this ain't a rap for it. Lil' partner here from Mexico, he might just stab you, boy. I'm never backing down, I stay ready for a challenge, boy. No backtracking now, I stay ready for the action, boy. Back snapping now, got the crack for every track, lil' boy. I'm back cashing out, give me racks, so shut your mouth, lil' boy. You in the background, you get smacked down for acting out. I really don't care how hard it get, I'm never tapping out. I'm back blacking out, getting to it like a savage now. I see my old bitch the other day, she really average now.
Damn, son.
Oh yeah, baby. Heat Check Radio. That right there was my man, the Tita.
Yeah.
I Need My Revenge.
I do.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and rate that joint first, play.
What do we go 4 stars or 5?
5 stars is the most that you can rate. I feel like I know where this is going.
I was just thinking that.
I'm gonna give it 5 because I need my revenge.
It's true.
To that, I can relate to that.
Yeah, I need my revenge.
The man's spitting facts.
I need 5 flames on everything.
That's what's up, man. The Tita. I'm gonna go ahead and throw you a 4 on that one, man. I can't give you a 5 because then it's gonna look like I like.
That's cool.
I'm a fanboy.
I mean, that's cool. I'm fine with being the only one that thinks that's a 5.
You'll probably catch a 5 on the next one, bro. Because it's my shit. That's cool. But yeah, you get a 4 on that one, man.
Bet.
I fucks with it, Tita. What you think of KB?
I get that joint a 5, yo.
Oh,
that
shit.
That shit was tight.
He needs his revenge. Like, he felt that he needs his revenge.
I get that low-fi shit, man. I appreciate that shit.
You're going to listen to that shit in the gym.
I'm not going to listen to it, but I can definitely point it out.
What?
I feel you.
All right.
That's a real engineer, though.
That
I'm
shit
not
was
an
tight,
engineer.
Though. I like that one.
Real shit, man.
It had character.
Man, it's worked on so much music. Confucius, what you thinking, bro?
I give it a 4. That beat was dope as fuck. I like the message. I need my revenge. That's my motto for life.
For life.
Yeah, I need all my revenge and respect.
That's a rallying cry.
So I get that an easy 4.
Something you could really get behind, man. Tita, who are some people that have inspired you on your journey to becoming the artist you are today?
Like rappers or like just period?
It could be anybody in the world, honestly.
Wayne, Gucci, Jay-Z, my mama. Man, so many people. I'm inspired by everything, bro. So I don't know. Yeah.
You do have God. Shout out to God, man. Nothing possible without him, man. Yeah. All right, man. What about collabs, man? Because I know you like to work with a lot of people here in the city. Mm-hmm. So I know you have. Who is somebody that you haven't worked with that you maybe want to do something with?
Man, I want to work with everybody here in the city. But I want to work with J. Cole. I want to work with Belay. Which is everybody here in the city who doing something. Like, not everybody, but, you know, everybody that's up, for sure, hit me up.
Absolutely, man. And again, man, as far as the, you know, we were talking about the Chronicle cover a little bit earlier. That was something that I remember you know, tweeting and kind of talking about at least a year prior to it actually happening and coming to fruition. So how important is it for you to set those goals and those things that you think, you know, you want to achieve? How important is
that to you? That's everything. And see, I knew it would happen. And, like, I mean, it's going to happen again. But I knew it would happen eventually. And, I was really making a fuss about it just so that people could see that. You know what I'm saying? That was more for, like, the people. You know what I'm saying? That was so that they could see that, like, you know, you can set your intentions and make some things come to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can push for something. And you can set a goal and accomplish that goal, even when it don't seem like it. Because when I was talking about it, like, only, like, underground was fucking with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. People didn't even, like, they didn't even know about, like, what I was doing. So,
yeah,
that was very important. So.
And what do you think is a major key in you having obtained that?
Just having a good team and staying consistent and pushing for it and really being serious about it. Because I was serious about it. Anytime I seen anybody that worked with the Chronicle or, like, whatever, like, I was on their ass. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? So, yeah, it needed to happen.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You got to be persistent in this game. And you've been at it for a while, man. How long you been making music for now?
I've been making music for like 12 years. But I always been a rapper, so.
Yeah, absolutely, man. My man Tita has been out here doing the damn thing for a while, bro. A while. All right, man. Let's jump into a little bit more ATX music right here. Next up, we got somebody who's going to be actually opening up for my man Tita at the Smokeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is my man Vintage J. With
Shout
Make It
Jay.
Out of Here.
Shout out my boy.
Let's get it.
Red flag, blue flag, wonder where your soul is at. Competition could be scary, it's kinda hard to sleep at night. People out here jumping fences, all I hear is fucking sirens. Stepfather's an alcoholic, I know there's way better things. What you have in store for me? Is it diamonds, is it change? Is it love or is it fake? All the drugs all in your brain. Parents out here losing kids, I know it's kinda hard to think. How do I get out of here? How do I get out of here? Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, how do I get out of here? of here. Mama needs money for bills. How do I get out of here? My best friend was a cocaine addict. How do I get out of here? Baby girl, my time is coming. Can we just get out of here? Leave me to die. I'm dying with pride. I'm drinking and I'm smoking. Yeah. Get high as the sky is part of the plan. I wonder if she noticed. I've been in this hood for way too long. I follow my vision, I know it come. I'm kicking the door, I'm breaking the window. My people are hungry, they call us illegal. We chasing the money, y'all killing our people. My chances are little, or maybe they're not. Bagging these hoes in my mama truck. Girl next to me looking out for cops. The smoke in the air, it's a lot of us. You say you be trapping, you don't hold a gun. I reach for my soul, I give you my heart. Killing my demons, I'm crushing them hard. You flexing the role of your homie, one cop. You spend your life saving, trying to praise these thoughts. Living my journey, I'm not looking back. You say you regret it, I guess you ain't living. This world that we stand, we all are some sinners. I give you my love, I give you my limit. I'm living my journey, but I'm not looking back. You say you regret it, I guess you ain't living. This world that we stand, we all are some sinners. I give you my love, I give you my limit. I give you my love, I give you my limit. I give you my love, I give you my limit. I give you my love, I give you my limit. I give you my love, I give you my limit. These words that I'm spelling, hope you pay attention. My mama still working, what fuck would I spend it? My brother had told me, you wanna go get it, you wanna go get it, I gotta go get it. I guess you don't want it, you stuck at the party. These bitches are funny, they just want your money. I guess you don't want it, you stuck at the party. These bitches are funny, they just want your money. 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 Flag, blue flag, wonder where your soul is at. Competition could be scary, it's kinda hard to sleep at night. People out here jumping fences, all I hear is fucking sirens. Stepfather's an alcoholic, I know there's way better things. What you have in store for me? Is it diamonds, is it change? Is it love or is it fake? All the drugs all in your brain. Parents out here losing kids, I know it's kinda hard to think. How do I get out of here? How do I get out of here? Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, how do I get out of here? Mama needs money for bills. How do I get out of here? My best friend was a cocaine addict. How do I get out of here? Baby girl, my time is coming. Can we just get out of here? 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 Can we just get out of here?
Heat check on WBM Pro Radio, back up in the building every single Thursday at 7, roughly 7-ish. You know, we're a little late today because I got shit to do. my bad.
A working DJ.
I'm sorry. I got shit to do with my life. My bad. Shout out to my man Vintage J. That right there was called Make It Out of Here. Young Buck out here making some noise, man. Shout out to my guy Vintage J. I'm going to go ahead and rate it first, guys. That gets a 3 from me. I like how Jay spits real shit. Like, I feel like I believe the stuff that Jay talks about when he spits, and I really like that, you know, because there's a lot of people that just lie, just fucking lie in their right. raps and shit these days. So
I definitely lie in mine.
I fuck with that. I believe you.
I sell all the coke.
Coke boys all day. Confucius.
Same 3. I like the flow. I like the beat. It reminded me a little bit of Blue in Exile. Not the beat reminded me of that. Not the lyrics.
Yeah,
the beat reminded me of Exile. But it was, like I said, a dope song. I like like 9-to-5 rap, like the kind of rap that's relatable and that most people can relate to. That's not real braggadocious.
Yeah.
It's nothing wrong with listening to that type of rap, but there's times I'm in the car and I don't want to hear a person tell me how they're gonna take my woman and how much money they're gonna throw in my face all the time.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate the song. So I give it's a strong 3. It's a strong 3.
Give you a dose of that real. Tito, what you thinking, bro?
Yeah, I was gonna give it a 3 too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with the message and all that. You know what I'm saying? You could polish up the flow just a little bit, but I like how he was approaching the beat though. So yeah.
Definitely. KB, are you too busy to? He said no. He's just not going to rate it. All right, that's cool, man. We're still up in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be featured or possibly an in-studio guest like my man the Tita is here today, make sure to go ahead and submit at WBMProRadio.com, WBMProRadio.com. Go to the bottom of the page, hit that submit button. We also have all of our past shows available on there. So if you didn't get a chance to catch us this week, make sure to go on our website. You can catch all of our past shows with all of our dope-ass artists that we be bringing through here, all the music we rate. We can hear KB talk a whole bunch of shit when he's not on an edible and like super focused on whatever he's doing right now. All that.
He can't be just sitting there like, okay.
He's like, all right, fuck y'all. Thank you. Thank you for everything you do, though, man. Thank you. Appreciate you. Tita.
Yeah.
You pumped for this show tomorrow, man?
Yeah, man. I'm ready for this whole weekend. I got two back-to-back, man.
If you had to,
fuck it up.
If you had to guess, just put a number on how many shows you've done this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay, give me like 15 seconds.
Okay, bet. I wish we had the music. We should have that. definitely have that music. Matter of fact, I'm going to get that for next week. Confucius, we're going to talk about that. We're going to get our pre-production together.
I think I've done like 15 shows this year. Like I took like 2 months off after South by because I did like 60 shows last year.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, after we did Tita Week, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, let me like take some time to just, you know what I'm saying, do some music and get other shit together and not be just oversaturating myself like that. You feel me? And then I came back with the Dipset show, headlined with Chapo. You know what I'm saying? All that. So yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty. You've done some pretty dope shows this year. You also did a show with Lil B, right?
Yep. Did Lil B. You know what I'm saying? Then I went out to Chicago to the Lyrical Lemonade Fest and got on stage with him and all that. And like, yeah, now I'm booked up to December.
Ooh, booked up to December?
Yeah.
He said that so nonchalantly at the end of that sentence.
By the way, don't call me. I'm booked to December.
call me with the, you know what I'm saying, with the right conversation.
There it is. The right price.
Yeah. I had a meeting recently, and they brought up your name. They were like, Tita's price done went up since that Chronicle cover. I said, damn right
it has.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they were trying to play with me.
What do you think this is?
I still.
You know who his manager is? Yeah, come on.
Now, wait, I don't know anything about that. I said, shit, you better get out of the way.
Yeah, they was playing with me, approaching me like that.
That's why.
It's all good, though.
It's all Gucci, man.
Yeah, it's gravy.
We're going to jump into some more of the Tita right now. This next joint is actually my favorite, my personal favorite off of his recent debut. Is it your first album?
No, it's not my first album. But Monster Attic 2 was technically my first album, but in the Tita era, Monster Attic 3 was my first album, but this is like my second album.
Gotcha. So his second official
really
album.
Really third, because the Tita Volume 1 wasn't an official album. It was more like a compilation. But yeah, so yeah, that's it.
He's not going to let me intro this song.
Yeah, me and God, man.
Me and God, man. Yes.
I think you can't intro it better, honestly.
No, there literally is no better intro to that, man. Again, yeah. This is the Tita with me and God on the Heat Check.
I've been getting to it for a long time. I can't trust no bitch because these bitches lie. I can't trust no nigga, put that on my line. I was going through it, was just me and God. Knew I beat the odds, I'm a rock star. American pop, I'm a pop star. I just wanna ball like the monster. Turn my pain to art, turn my pain to art. I ain't know where to start, I just jumped in. Blood, sweat, and tears, I put my soul in it. Took my L's as lessons, I had to roll with it. You crossed the line, I'd rather act like I don't know you, man. You switched up, I was only trying to hold it down. Quit trying to clone me, that shit is bogus,
that shit is over.
I'm back in the corner, I gotta stay focused, I'm the one that
only. You know that I'm focused, you know I'm the one that only. And sometimes I couldn't do nothing but just like, we just pray, you know what I'm saying?
I've been getting to it for a long time. I can't trust no bitch because these bitches lie. I can't trust no nigga, put that on my line. I was going through it, was just me and God. Knew I beat the odds, I'm a rock star. American pop, I'm a pop star. I just wanna ball like the monster. Turn my pain to art, turn my pain to art.
Jesus Christ.
That is
a fucking banger.
I wonder what rating Manny's going to give this song.
I love that fucking song. Five. I'm not even going to explain the rating system. Whatever. Five. It's a fucking five.
Fucking
right?
Five.
Shit is hot, bro. Shit is
so
hot.
Bad song, man.
Yeah, dude. I love that, man. That's the first track off of American Pop, right?
Yeah, man. That's the introduction track. I wanted to get that over with and just go ahead and go in.
Started out hard. Extra hard, man. I love that joint right there. The message, all of that, man, everything. Man, you got a five for me right there, bro. Confucius, what you thinking on that?
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna give it a 5, man.
Yeah, jump on the train, man.
No, the first 5. That's the first time I've ever given a 5 on this show.
No,
oh, man.
What are the 5 I've given out?
You know, you damn, know, that's right. It's true.
You know how I feel about 5. It has it's to be true. A perfect song.
It's gotta be perfect.
Yeah, wow.
It's gotta be a perfect song.
I was gonna give it like a 3.
What? Is that real?
Look like at that.
Something about the side of the room that just never.
I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it a 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I love the song, but yeah, it's a 3.
So, what, is there a reason for that 3?
I mean, it's just not my favorite song.
Yeah.
But it's very introspective. It's more for you than me.
Okay.
You feel me?
Me exclusive.
It was more one of those songs.
Just me.
For you.
Literally just me.
It was one of those songs that was more just for me, for, you know, my expressional purposes. And we just decided to make it the first song on the project. So I felt like I could have did better on the mix and all that. But I really wanted it to really sound kind of raw, like it was coming from the chest.
Yeah.
So.
Turn my pain to art.
Yeah, you feel me?
Shit is fucking beautiful, man.
I wanted to get that point across, you know?
He's a goddamn poet. KB, are you going to rate this or no? All right, cool. He's super busy playing Call of Duty. You just got blown the fuck up, bro. You're not very good at that game.
He been dying more. Like, I suck at, like, third-person shooters. Like, I can admit that. I hate a fucking game where you can only see your hands.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, he dying more than I would.
That's ridiculous. Good Lord. That boy is trash.
I'd be dying on this motherfucking Call of Duty every 30 seconds.
Oh, man. Again, if y'all want to be featured or be on the show like my man the Tita today, make sure to go to WBMProRadio.com. That is the website. Y'all want to do a little hot or hot garbage real quick?
I don't know what that is, but you are.
I don't think we've done hot or hot garbage since you've been here.
We haven't.
All right, man. Hot or hot garbage, basically. So we're going to go ahead and give Tita a series of names, and he's just going to tell us whether he thinks that they're hot or hot garbage.
Okay.
Based however you feel, whatever you want to say. You ready?
All right.
All ready. New Eminem. Yeah, we started. Damn. Oh, yeah.
Damn, I won't say it's hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Bruno Mars.
Hot garbage.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. I'm not a big Bruno Mars fan. I don't really like Bruno Mars. Like he's talking about dripping and finesse, misusing the whole fucking terminology and shit. That shit corny.
Oh, he makes music for moms.
Yeah, that's just mad corny. He make it for moms and kindergartners.
There you go.
Which is, I better say, my son is a kindergartner like Bruno Mars.
Yeah, he loves Bruno
Kids
Mars.
Kids need music, man. Kids need music.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Trippie Redd.
Hot.
Logic.
Garbage.
MGK.
Shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I like MGK's like performance and stuff. I've seen him perform and all that, and this dude is wild. I seen him piss in a trash can.
For real?
Yeah, I respect that energy.
That seems
but
like something
I don't listen
MGK
to his music at all, honestly. He don't listen to mine.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why, because you got to reciprocate, man. Tekashi.
I like that
Fifi.
That one is all right. That's that he bit super hard on Valet. I like that other one that hold up, let me get it started. But I mean I don't just listen to Tekashi like that though.
Yeah, I feel you. Russ.
Trash. Been trash. I gave him a chance too. I listened to like whenever he first started popping off, I'm like, oh, what's going on with the, like, who is this guy? Like I listened to like 3 albums worth of fucking music. It was all whack as fuck.
Why do you can I just go on a tangent real quick? Why do you think people hate Russ so much?
He talked too goddamn much.
Yeah, he cocky.
Is that what it is?
He cocky, which I understand him being his biggest fan or whatever, but he just think he know it all and shit. Like, ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
Yeah, I don't feel like his problem is too that he shits on other people. Like, yeah, you have to shit on other people to enhance your craft.
He does seem to do that a lot.
And like, his music, and his music,
bro, chill out.
And his music is not all that fire. For him to be acting like he that guy.
But he produced, recorded, and did it all himself, though.
Same.
There you go.
He ain't the first one to do it.
There you go. All right, man. Let's jump into a little bit more music right now. We got my man Skip Whitman. He's joining us out of L.A. Shout out to the West Coast. I wish I was out there in that beautiful
weather.
I'll
be out there in a little while.
Yeah?
Yep.
Take me with you, man. Girls, on the heat check.
It's dedicated, dedicated, dedicated. To every single one of you, baby. You looking very, looking very, look hot, look hot, look hot. If I don't got one, I'm out of options. It's not a whole lot of work for for some jerk with a backwards hat who be riding shotgun, yelling out the window at girls like,
I respect you.
Don't get it twisted like rhyming, no common sense to how I assess you. Bless you when you sneeze, let you at you all you need. Get you wet, you may feel indebted to me, but please, I'm polite, I light your cigarette even though I don't smoke, and I honestly didn't even know people did that no more. I've been anything but player, although I don't date a lot, but I made a mistake or two. I guess if you haven't, you're not really human. Who in this room here is perfect? That's what I thought, and I don't mean looking, cause ain't one of you not. Show up the ship and leave right after. Then maybe my ship is still in the dock and it hasn't sailed. Could we talk? How you feel about going shopping and sale? No, not sales. No, 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 no. I got commitment issues. And also, I'm narcissistic. So how in the Whitman issue? My minutes is precious, but I fix dinner and breakfast with you. As long as you not no Benedict, then it could get official. I've been in and out of good and bad situations for ages. I done developed evasive maneuvers. Cause due to dating, I usually lose myself like with traffic due to my patience. But I do it all again. Again, if you could tell me what your name is.
Radio, you done said the magic words, Caliutris.
Love her.
It's an easy way to get my attention in any situation. Just say
I had tickets
name.
To her show, but I didn't realize it was tonight. So,
damn.
Oh, shit, give them to me.
Yeah, for real.
What's up?
They're at the station.
Are you not? What? So nobody's gonna use those.
What?
You need to get. You what need to really get those.
The show already started.
Is it? Oh, is it already going
down? I'm leaving right now.
He's like, I'm out of here. He's like, all right, good. So thank y'all for having me.
Right.
Appreciate
it. It was nice.
I'm out. Yo, that last run right there was from my man, Skip Whitman, Heat Check alum, veteran, whatever you want to call it. That man, stay submitting. Make sure to submit WBMProRadio.com. That gets a surprising 3 for me. It started out a little shaky for me, but then, like, I like the concept and how he was going with it. Mm. I just like shit that sounds different sometimes, yeah. You know? Sometimes you just get tired of hearing kind of the same type of thing. So I like it, man. Skip Women, you get a 3 from me, bro. Confucius, what you thinking?
Yeah, I gave it a 2. I felt like the song didn't know what it wanted to be. It wasn't a bad song. It just I couldn't really get a grasp on it. Like, it would go one way. I'd be like, oh, okay, this is dope. And then it would go the other way. Not like a Travis Scott good way, but more in like a, you know.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? Oh, okay, so I give it a 2. He has potential, but. Yeah.
Already. What we thinking, Tita?
Yeah, I gave it a 3. I actually liked that song. Like, I wasn't really, it didn't really catch me at first, but as I listened to it, I'm like, oh, okay, that's a bold move. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was different. Like, I ain't never heard a song like it. So.
You catch a little vibe with it, like, halfway through, man, and you kind of catch the guitar lick at the end and everything.
Yeah, I liked it. Like, it was like, oh, no, it was just different.
Shit was raw. I like it. I like that joint right there. Thank you to everybody who tuned into us tonight. I appreciate y'all, man. I do want to address something. I do want to send condolences out. To the young man who lost his life last Saturday night. There was an incident at Paris Hookah Lounge, a place that I had been spinning out for the past month or so. I definitely just spun there last Thursday. So there was a shooting incident where somebody did tragically lose their lives. A couple other people were hurt, but luckily they, didn't succumb to those injuries. So I don't know. I got real mixed feelings. I wasn't there personally, but very close friend of mine, friend of the station, Mingo Flo, was actually there emceeing, you know, when everything went down. Just value life, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's the basic principle that I have when I wake up every morning. I just appreciate that I'm alive every single day. So, you know, just value life, appreciate life, because, you know, you never know when you're going to be gone.
Man, for real.
Yeah, true facts.
Yeah, so definitely condolences out to the family. I've also gone ahead and shared they have a GoFundMe going for the young man's funeral expenses to transport him back to Cuba. So I'll be sharing it on my Facebook page and probably on my Twitter as well. Again, condolences, you know, tragedy that we never want to happen. Hug your people, man. Tell your people that you care about them. Check up on your people. Make sure everybody's good. You know what I mean? Guys, now that I've saddened up the whole entire show right now, any last thoughts? Any last thoughts before we get up out of here? Confucius, you look like you have.
I'll let Tita say something. He's the guest.
I was going to say American Pop out right now. All platforms. That's Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, whatever you listen to music on. American Pop, the Tita. Follow me on every social network at the Tita. That's the T-E-E-T-A. And yeah.
Real simple, ladies and gentlemen. One of the best artists in the city. One of my personal favorites. Thank you so much for coming through today, player. No, I really appreciate you, bro.
Anytime, man. You already know, bro.
Bro, it is always much love when you pull up, man. Anytime you show love, bro, it's always a good time, man. Again, thank you so much to everybody who's tuned in tonight. Thank you to KB for doing Next to Nothing tonight. thank you. Thank you to my man Confucius Jones on the ones and twos.
Yep.
Thank you, bro. And again, thank you to my man Tito, man. We will be back next Thursday, 7 p.m., same time, same place. We love y'all very much. This last joint is from God's Know with Untitled. This is featuring a couple heavy hitters, man. On the Heat Check. See you next week. Bye, bitch.
Demon on my shoulder. Promise me the globe. Promise me the kingdom if I sold my soul. All that glitter's never gold, but the sun shining. They call him Lucifer, God's trusted angel. He saw the jig first. Now we tempting humans, now we tempting me. Raging like a kuma, 10 bunnies no object. Fame is no process, you can have it overnight. Plus unite all the masses. You can be a Trump, you can be a Clinton. You can commute the wave, God, life sentence. The world in your palm, what he whispered in my ear. The Khaleesi giving neck, the Iron Throne be a chair. Queen of dragons, the king of kings. Just admit to me, money never be a thing. You'll be a Jay-Z, never Jermaine Dupri. So fuck your lemonade, here's a sweet tea. I sipped the coke and smiled as I pondered his offer. Then I grabbed the money bag as I walked to the coffers. Hello nerd, whose checks are gonna clear first? My conscience is front line, and my enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, it's right in front of your eyes. It's hell on earth, whose checks are gonna clear first? My conscience is front line, and my enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, it's right in front of your eyes.
Welcome to hell, where you are welcome to sell a priceless soul for fame and cheap gold. European cars, elite and freak hoes. The kush clouds your mind, the cane, a geeky nose. The devil got his palm on my arm, I feel warm. He told me that he first met me in the womb of my mom. He told me he could make me a Bush or a Saddam. He told me he could make it so men can't do me harm. He told me he could lift me up high and give me greatness. All I had to do was submit and bow to Satan. I'm feeling like Keanu in scenes and devil advocate. Pressure cause my pocket's dead broke, mom on the island. Hell on earth and remaining an angel is too challenging. So I'm riding down the highway to hell and dodge challenge.
It's hell on earth, whose checks are gonna clear first? My conscience is front line, and my enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, it's right in front of your eyes. It's hell on earth, whose checks are gonna clear first? My conscience is front line, and my enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, it's right in front of your eyes.
Devil on my shoulder, Jesus in my heart. I gotta be smart, this world will rip your ass apart. So I start where I end, where I begin. In the world of sin, smoking strong, drinking here. My friends, my enemies, do I really need them? They move in the dark, but my night vision seems. Running from the police, I ain't with that. First two steps, they shoot your ass in your back. By that, I carry that Mac, keep it concealed. God telling me don't do it, he know I will. So I chill, get my license back and jump back in my wheel. Put the blunt between my lips and I dip. Flip to another day of time when your life ain't on the line. You live for the devil or the divine. Yeah, cause even sin got
why I'm trying to deal with all my fights.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's really going down, man. It's a war for your mind, body, and soul. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about money. They make the money. You know what I'm saying? So, it's really about the troll. You know what I mean? Over your soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many people they can control as slaves. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they got us. They got us, man. With food, with fashion, with everything. Entertainment. Like, everything, man. They really got our minds in a trap, man. You know what I mean? So, a lot of people say, when you say entertainment, do you mean rap music too then? Nah, I don't mean rap music, because rap music is rebellious music from the hood. Our music started going against this machine. Like, we are the real rage against the machine, you know what I mean? It's rap music, it's hip hop.
Ha ha ha.